the pressures on policing at the moment are intense. They would have been challenging even without the cuts, but with the cuts that have occurred over the last 5 or 6 years, they really have put policing under a great deal of pressure. And I think if you then spoon into that difficult mix the new demands that are placed on policing, particularly around cybercrime and child sexual abuse, protecting vulnerable people, it all adds to a very difficult scenario for chief constables and chief officers to manage. And I'm not at all surprised. I think the situation highlighted by HMRC is a very real one, and right again for people to be aware of.
They highlight as well a shortage of detectives. Do you think maybe people are being put off by joining the force a bit because they see perhaps negative reports about what police officers have to put up with and how the cuts are affecting them? Do you think it actually puts people off joining in the first place?
I'm not sure whether or not reports like today do put off new applicants to the police. A number of our students, in fact a significant number of our students who study policing at the university, have a wish to go on and join the police, and I see no diminution of that over the last 4 or 5 years. I do think that new police officers joining the service now see it more as a short-term career and not necessarily as a long-term career, and I think that does have consequences further on up.
And the Kent Force has been given a good rating, so presumably they must be very pleased this morning.
Oh, very. I mean, our local force in Kent has done very well in terms of the external examination that it has to go under from Her Majesty's Inspector at Constabulary, and has risen to that challenge extremely well. They are a good force indeed. In some areas they're an excellent force, and I think that's very much to be applauded. So in many respects I think the people of Kent should be assured by the kind of assessment that's come out today.